Friends, it's nice to be here with you this morning and celebrate the Holy Eucharist. Today's readings for us are readings of hope, though it does not begin that way. Right? The first reading which you heard from the book of Job, you know, Job describes a pretty sad state. Now, this is what he says. He says, "Is not man's life on earth a drudgery? Months of misery, right? Troubles at night, restlessness until dawn. Seems like happiness. I won't see happiness again." And maybe there are some of us here today that we may be experiencing the same thing that Job experienced. You know, things are not going as good as we would have liked. In fact, that is a human experience. I think sometime or the other we might have felt that way. You know, this week, as I was driving to St. Pius, I was listening to news on the radio, and they had something read from Twitter, right? X, now we call it X, right? Formerly known as Twitter. And so this was a question posed by Elmo. You guys know Elmo from Sesame Street? So it was a question posed by Elmo, saying on Twitter, "How are you doing?" And people's response, some of the response of what people had, was just like that of Job. Let me read a few responses. It says, "Each day, the abyss we stare into grows a unique horror, one that was previously unfathomable in nature. A certain doom, which once accelerated in years or months, now accelerates in hours, even minutes. Every morning, I cannot wait to go back to sleep. Every Monday, I cannot wait for Friday to come. Every single day, every single week." Right? Another response, "I am depressed and broke." Another one, "I am at my lowest. Thanks for asking." Friends, you know, sometimes we may feel that, right? But that's only half the story of our life. You know, the gospel reading and our responsorial psalm reminds us that the antidote to our brokenness, to despair, which is found in the book of Job and in our life, is Jesus Christ. Right after we read the first reading, we had this beautiful responsorial psalm, right? "Praise the Lord who heals the brokenhearted." And it goes on to say that he binds our wounds. Friends, no matter where you are in your life today, what you are experiencing today, know that Jesus is there to bind your wounds and to heal the brokenhearted. Gospel reading, beautiful reading, right? It is the story of Jesus healing Peter's mother-in-law. And this in this story, Jesus approaches Peter's mother-in-law holds her hand, helps her by her hand, and she is restored to life. And what does Peter, the mother-in-law, do? She waited on them. And that is the response of a Christian disciple. When we are healed, when we are restored, we help other people. But the gospel reading is also a reminder for us that Jesus is the antidote for our despair and our strife. You know, sometimes, brothers and sisters, as we struggle in our life, we look to escape, and we escape in a wrong way. And the distraction can be simple things as watching too much of TV, right? Or being on the social media, shopping, overeating, maybe sometimes drinking a little too much. But we are reminded today that instead of trying to find things to medicate our sorrows and our discomfort, we need to find our satisfaction and the longing of our hearts in our Lord Jesus Christ. You know, I was last couple of weeks when I've been here, I've been standing in the narthex, and there's this beautiful welcome statement, right? And the welcome statement talks about no matter where you are in your life, right? You know, no matter what your struggles are, no matter who you are welcomed here. And the reason why they are welcomed here is because they can find hope here, right? You know, that's what we say by that welcome statement. You can find hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. You can find hope in each and every one of you, right? You, like Peter's mother-in-law, and like St. Paul, right? St. Paul says, I became all for everything, and I'm going to preach the gospel. And the gospel is a message of hope, and we are invited today to bring that hope to people who have challenges in their life today. So I invite you today to ask yourself, you know, as you go home and this week, you know, how are you going to bring hope to somebody who is struggling in their life? You know, all of us know somebody. So I invite you to reach out to that person. So you can be like St. Paul, and you can be like Jesus, and you can be like Peter's mother-in-law, and heal other people. You know, St. Jerome, he has a beautiful reflection on the gospel passage. And he says, would that Jesus come to our house and enter and heal the fever of our sins by his command. For each and every one of us suffers from fever. When I'm angry, I am feverish. So many vices, so many fevers. Let us ask the apostles to ask Jesus to come to us and touch our hands. For if he touches us and our hands, fever flees. Brothers and sisters, as we pray today, we ask Jesus to do for us what he did for Peter's mother-in-law, to heal us from the fevers of our lives, to pull us up and to send us to serve and bring hope to our brothers and sisters.